This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Dun, dun, no, don't dun. Say the name of the show.
Learning University.
The Santa
it's the
Maria.
Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, doing good, Tim. Thank you for asking.
You got some good questions for us today? Some challenging?
I got Super Bowl questions.
Super Bowl weekend. Kendra Knox.
Yes.
How you doing? Welcome back.
Yes, thank you for having me come back. And Kendra Knox, you actually got it correct.
I did.
And just to throw you for a loop, now that we finally got my married name, I'm pulling a switcheroo on y'all and going to go by Kendra White. We have a film coming out really soon that I cannot tell you a whole lot about in 2020, but we have decided to release under that name because Summer Snow, we've got I Am Potential. If you've seen Ryan DeFrades, I work for American Family Studios. My little animated character introduces herself as my married name. So this is not me trying to be progressive. All of y'all settle down. I'm happily associated with my married name.
I think we could have just saved the last minute and a half just by saying, call me Kendra.
There you go. That works.
Because that's all I'm going to call you.
Because she's got a professional name.
Okay.
You know what?
No,
I want a professional name.
You have a stage name, Ed?
I want a stage name. Big Eddie V.
If so I was going to change it, this is my chance. I should have gone with, like, Diamond Le Plou. I don't know, something fancy.
By the way, since you're replacing JJ today, you're going to have to do the, here's the deal, voice.
I got it.
You're gonna...
I'll tell you what, that hurts the vocal cords. I tried it once.
Yeah.
He is impressive.
Yeah.
He's got it down.
Get that gravel.
He's got it down. You know, it's getting a little annoying, though. He's doing it at work all the time. just during a normal conversation in the hall, he starts doing that.
I saw him in the kitchen the other day. I was heating up my food, and he's like, here's the deal.
I know.
I don't think you should have pizza unless you're just wondering
what's going on there. But anyway, Trivia Friday it is here, also known as
Learning University
is on the air. And here's what we do. We ask trivia questions, and also we have riddles. I have riddles.
Ooh,
love a good riddle. I got riddles coming your way in just a couple of minutes. So we're going to do that, and then you can call in and be on the air with us to ask your trivia question or our riddle.
And we encourage it.
Yeah,
we
yes,
love to
absolutely.
Be asked
your questions. Ask and answer is what we like for you to do. Now we have a 8-week waiting period between calls to get on the air with us. Okay?
If you've gotten on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. If you've gotten on the air with us,
spread
8 weeks,
the love.
2 months, because we want to give, we've got so many people from around the country that want to call in. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to get on the program as possible. Here's the phone number. 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. What else we got to tell the folks there? Eddie?
Big Eddie V.
Big Eddie V.
Thank you.
Eddie Spaghetti Meatballs. Isn't that what they say?
Eddie Spaghetti with the meatball eyes. You put them in the oven and you get French fries.
Yeah, that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a great stage name right there.
There you go.
I think you could be Eddie Spaghetti.
Nailed it.
You could open like for
now. I can't force the boss not to call me that. But the only one who calls me Eddie Spaghetti are my sisters.
Okay,
with my permission. I'll just say that people now
from
are gonna,
the growing up years.
People now are going to get on Facebook.
Kids in the neighborhood used to make fun of you with that
call
name.
Call me Eddie Spaghetti. Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
I mean, my son Tony. I'd say Tony Baloney. What makes you so fat? I have a newt the tail of a rat, you know, I mean, just,
yeah.
So I wanted to kind of pre-harass my son as he's growing up. So he,
you know, that's really
touching. Prepare him for the real world.
Yeah, pre-bullying. Anyway, all right, so the other thing you wanted me to mention, Tim, is that we will have 3 questions each.
Uh-huh.
And if you add those up, Kendra White, how many questions is that total?
I do believe that's 9.
9 questions, one of them is a mystery question. We have pre-selected it.
Doo-doo-doo.
If you answer it correctly, you will hear this sound. Now, if you are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, which you can do, you can go
beloved
on Facebook.
Beloved cowbell, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The beloved cowbell.
You just
cowbell.
Have to get that in.
I have to say that.
You can go to either Facebook or YouTube, and you can watch us online. Just search for Today's Issues and click through. And if you're already doing that, you see us holding up the T-shirt, the free T-shirt that you would win if you answer correctly the mystery question. It is the Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. We're holding it up. I'm holding up a child's version, as apparently
I do. It won't be around
every...
forever.
No.
That's
I think
true.
Some
you know
people
what I'm saying?
Are wondering.
It won't be around. Well, I mean,
we just ordered
gonna, there's
going
to be a day when this T-shirt goes away and you're going to wish you had one.
Yes, that's right.
And if you don't get the trivia question right, you can also purchase these online.
Where could so you do that?
AFAstore.net.
AFAstore.net. In fact, if you want to, if you're just listening and you do want to see the T-shirt and maybe purchase one at AFAstore.net, that's where you go. AFAstore.net, you can see one of these fine T-shirts. Great color caricatures of the usual staff.
Good-looking professors on
good-looking
there,
professors. That's our
I'm
story.
Not going to argue
We're sticking
with you.
With it. Thank you for your honesty.
This is how you get invited back on Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday / Learning University. I think that's everything, isn't that? We covered all
of
bases?
I think that's it.
Okay, Ed, what do you got, my friend?
All right, here are my three questions. I mentioned that it's Super Bowl weekend, so I have three Super Bowl questions. First question, what number Super Bowl is this? What number Super Bowl is this? Very simple.
Good question.
Second question. Two teams have appeared in four Super Bowls without a win. What are they? Two teams have appeared in four Super Bowls each, in other words, without a win. What are they? And final question. What two teams are tied for most losses in the Super Bowl? What two teams are tied for most losses in the Super Bowl?
Going negative today, are you?
Going negative, man. It's negative
well,
Friday.
So two of your three questions. First question is what now?
What number Super Bowl is this?
Okay. Second question?
Two teams have appeared in four Super Bowls without a win.
Uh-huh.
What teams are they?
Uh-huh.
And what two teams are tied for most losses in the Super Bowl? I will give you a hint.
Right.
Those last two questions are different teams.
Right. Mm-hmm. What cities are losers? It's basically, that's basically what you're asking us.
Cities
going
and
negative
or states.
Now? All right, I have three as well. And if you are left-handed today listening to the program, this is your lucky day. All three of my questions are relating to being left-handed.
Are you left-handed?
I am not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'm not. Always wish I was.
So you, this is cultural appropriation.
It is. Yeah. It is. Okay. Question number one, what percentage of the population is left-handed? You may have heard that stat. Question number two, the Bible mentions left-handed people on three occasions. Who were they?
And really?
Three, one.
I think I know one of them.
Yeah, one's an individual, and I'll give you a hint. Two are groups.
Okay.
And question number three: if you have seen the movie *The Princess Bride* or perhaps read the book, you are familiar with the character. Hello, my name's Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. And we all know he is a famous left-hander. But what was his father's name?
Wow. And I so we really are talking losers here. We're talking left-handed right. people. And I say that
whoa.
Because my wife's left-handed and
whoa,
my daughter's
whoa.
Left-handed.
Yeah.
So.
You know, a lot of presidents were left-handed.
They are.
Is that right?
An inordinate percentage.
50% really? Of the last 12 presidents
yeah. were left-handed.
Were left-handed.
Maybe I'm a yeah. loser.
Something to that. All
but
right.
then again,
is that
Bin Laden
it?
Was
you
left-handed
give all three?
Too. So just throwing that in there.
Bin Laden.
He was.
Did you give all three?
I sure did.
Just saying.
Okay, here are my three riddles. Number one, what has a neck but no head? What has a neck but no head? Number two.
I've seen people with a head but no neck. Usually yeah. they're on the football field.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What can be measured but not seen? What can be measured but not seen? Now, my third riddle, you have to pay attention. Because it's I mean,
a little tricky.
I don't want well, I don't want to say it twice. So
oh, okay.
I'm just saying, pay attention the first time. Ready? Ready or not? Here I come. all five sisters are busy. Anne is reading a book. Rose is cooking. Katie is playing chess, and Mary is doing the laundry. What is the fifth sister doing?
here's the deal.
I can't actually think of anything like JJ can, but I just felt compelled to say that.
It was a really
that.
Good try.
All right, so
I
everybody
love a good riddle.
So got
great.
That?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, so we go to the phones?
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? Kansas, Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I picked a bad time to call in after 10 weeks. I'm so dumb today on all the questions. But, Kendra, I think you should have them invent a T-shirt with all the visiting professors on it so that can be offered to the people calling in at tribute.
Mary, you know, I like that really? Idea.
And Mary has agreed to foot the bill for that.
Oh, is that right? And some of our star pupils should be on that T-shirt as well, I think, Mary.
Mary, maybe we should do is have, like, trading cards.
did you get JJ?
Yeah, you get the trading cards for the visiting professors. You know, hey,
that's
Mary.
Earn points.
Yeah,
I'll just try one of your rhymes or riddles, Professor Tim.
Okay, all right, Mary. Which one do you want to tackle?
Oh, I guess about has a neck but no head.
Okay, what has a neck but no head, Mary?
I was just thinking of a. Bottle.
A bottle.
Yeah.
A bottle.
A bottle.
See, I didn't know the answer to that. I am bad at riddles.
Yeah. Mary, way to go. Did you just know that right off the top of your head, or did you converse with someone? Okay.
It just came to my mind, bottlehead, and it just...
Bottlehead.
Bottleneck.
Bottleneck, well, yeah.
What are those little bobbleheads?
Bobblehead
dolls. Yeah, yeah. No, what has a neck but no head? The answer is, as Mary said, from Kansas, a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Great job.
I'm proud of me.
Yeah. You are. You should be.
We're virtually patting you on the back right now, Mary. Okay.
Mary, you have a question for us?
Yes. When all the citizens were evacuated from China, of course, the U.S. came to California. The British went to United Kingdom. So where did Australia send their citizens?
You talking about the
coronavirus?
Coronavirus?
Yeah. They were just evacuated from China.
Okay, where did Australia send their citizens?
New Zealand.
You think they sent them to New Zealand?
Yeah, they don't care if they're New Zealanders.
Yeah, that's right.
So
they get kind of a rivalry.
They spread it in New Zealand, they spread it in New Zealand. They're on an island anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. But do any of you guys
not
have
a clue.
Shot? I don't have a shot at
the
this.
The Outback?
The Outback?
I'll go with Outback.
Yeah, but we'll say the Outback, Mary.
Well, it's Christmas Island.
What's
Christmas Island?
Island?
Okay. Have you never spent Christmas on Christmas Island?
I've been to the Island of Misfit Toys, but I've never been to Christmas Island.
What an awful.
Well, you fit in good there, Ed.
Wow.
Oh, Mary. You cut me deep.
Have you ever spent Christmas?
You cut me deep.
On Christmas Island.
Now, Ed,
never heard that?
No, I had no idea there was a Christmas Island.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
and that's near Australia. Is
it
near?
I didn't know until OneNewsNow.com said it, so your news team is very intelligent.
Hey, Mary, there's also another island with a holiday name.
Easter Island.
Yeah.
Easter Island, yeah.
So you got Christmas and Easter Island.
And they're both in the Pacific, right?
There's also a Labor Day Island.
Labor Day Island.
No, a lot of people,
it's a smaller island.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know about it. Huh? It isn't a stopping point for a lot of folks, but it's out there. No, Mary, Christmas Island, that's interesting. I don't know how far that is from Australia, but I have heard of it.
Okay. All right.
I think Bing Crosby.
Bye. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for calling.
I want to say Bing Crosby, but somebody has a Christmas song. It's not a well-known one. But
about Christmas Island?
Yeah, is that Lennon Sisters or somebody? Christmas on Christmas. Have you ever spent Christmas on Christmas Island?
Huh.
Yeah. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed, where we go next?
Well, I'll tell you, Tim. Let's go to Tennessee. Joshua is waiting to get on the air with us. Welcome, Joshua, to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I'm so excited to be on the show.
We can tell.
That kind of enthusiasm is what we look for in a contestant,
Hallelujah.
Joshua. Hey, that's
y'all got is so good. Not because I'm on the show, but because he provided a savior. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. Mm-hmm. All right, Joshua, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. I've never been on the show before. I'm going to try both. All the questions are really hard. I'm so sad. I thought about hanging up. I want to ask, answer the question about how many total questions y'all asked.
Where, hey, by the way, where do you listen, Joshua, in Tennessee?
I listen on AFR radio. I'm in Fayette County, not too terribly far from y'all. I grew up in Memphis.
Okay, got you. All right, well, which one you want to take a shot at now?
I'm just going to take a guess at the one about what can be measured but not seen.
Okay, all right. This is one of the riddles. My second riddle that I ask, my third riddle. No, my second riddle. What can be measured but not seen, Joshua?
Is it time?
Time.
Time. Hey.
Time.
Yeah.
Time. There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Joshua.
We do have hard questions today, but great job.
Well, I don't know. If I could save time in a bottle, I would measure it. Wouldn't that have like 32 ounces or 20 ounces?
I think you're confusing
ounces?
Your pop songs with your, with your metaphors, Ed. What can be measured but not seen? Joshua has it right. It's time.
Hmm. Well, I've certainly seen time slip through my fingers, Joshua. I saw it
black then. Black sands through the hourglass.
Yeah.
I've started seeing time when I look in the mirror, y'all.
Come on.
It happens.
Yeah, when I hear young people say that.
No,
I just, you
I
know, if I can continue on
day.
Here,
I
just say,
first,
what time
hair.
Is it?
You almost
got
in a wreck?
I almost got in a wreck because I like glanced in the mirror and I was like, that is a gray hair. I almost landed. Seriously, it was a scary moment for me. But
well,
it's good.
I will say this. That is the safest thing I've seen women do. Let me put it this way. It's not the most dangerous thing I've seen women do while they're driving.
Painting their toenails and doing makeup.
Painting
your toenails while you're driving?
I'm sure it could be done. I wouldn't put it past some ladies.
All right, Joshua, help us out. What's your question for us?
All right, I am going to help you out. I'm going to give you an easy one. Since y'all been so mean, I'm going to be nice today.
Okay.
What is the name that was given to Solomon by God?
Ooh.
What is the name that was given to Solomon by God?
When you preface it like that, if we don't get it right.
Abraham was a friend of God.
You're not talking about that like a wisest man in the world or anything like that. You're talking about a name like.
A name, yeah.
Like Jacob, Israel kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Joshua, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no or anything.
I won't say a word. Y'all go right ahead. Okay. Be my guess.
All right.
Solomon.
Yeah,
I have no clue.
Name. You guys,
why are we talking amongst ourselves then?
Okay.
To feel confident that we all.
I just want to give you all a chance. Joshua, I think you got us. What's the answer?
I have to apologize. I really thought y'all would get it. I'm sorry. It's Jedediah.
Jedediah. That God gave Solomon the name Jedediah.
Right, when he was born, he said, you know, name him. He told him to name him Jedediah because he's beloved of the Lord.
Huh.
Wow.
That's what that means in Hebrew, huh?
Well, I wonder why why they didn't call him Jedediah.
Yeah.
Why'd they name him Solomon then?
You know, people are William Bill. You know.
Yeah, well, they named him Solomon before
John
God
Jack.
Gave him the other name, you know.
Okay. All right, well, that is
many people's second name.
That is a great trivia question.
I often want. Thank you, Joshua.
Well done, Joshua. Have a great weekend, brother. Okay.
I often wonder why people give someone a name, give their kid a name, and then they don't ever call them that.
Call them something
life.
Completely different.
Well, I think they give them names to honor people.
Mm-hmm.
Then they
dishonor them by never calling them that.
Never calling them that. I'm going to give you my father's name, but I never liked it, so I'm going to call you something else. I never thought about that. You're honoring them, but then you're dishonoring because who wants?
Yeah.
He doesn't want. We don't want to call him that.
Right.
We hate that name.
Never understood that. All right.
That's funny.
Never call William. Just call him Bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, huh?
Yeah.
All right. One of the mysteries of life. That may never be
absolutely
fully understood.
Find the answers
in
on
this
Christmas Island.
You may. Hey, by the way, that Christmas Island song was by not the, I think I said the Lennon sisters.
Yeah. Andrews sisters.
She's the Andrews sisters with Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Back in probably the 40s,
wow.
I'm going to say.
Sang it right after Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B.
Was that the Andrews sisters?
I think Andrews or Lennon sisters.
The genre.
Okay.
All right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's give our questions again, Ed.
Okay, here are my questions. It's Super Bowl weekend. What number Super Bowl is this? Second question. Two teams have appeared in four Super Bowls without a win. What are those two teams? And third question. What two teams are tied for the most losses in the Super Bowl? Which two teams, as Tim said, are the biggest losers? All right.
I have three as well. Three left-handed questions. Question one, what percentage of the population is left-handed? Question number two, the Bible mentions left-handed people on three occasions, if you can list them. And question three, what was Inigo Montoya's father's name in The Princess Bride?
Good questions. Tim, you got riddles?
Yeah, but I just Googled Christmas Island.
That's fascinated.
Yeah, where is it?
That's not a bad place to go, actually, doesn't look like to me. Christmas Island, where is it?
Yeah.
Let's see here. It's Australia. It's in the Australia area.
I guess that makes sense if they're sending.
You know, if you get down around Australia and New Zealand.
You'll just run right into it.
You could run into it. It's not far.
Santa knows how to get there, so what's important.
All right, so Trivia Friday it is. Let me give my two of my three riddles have been answered. Here's my lone riddle that has gone unanswered, and then I have a new one. All five sisters are busy. Anne is reading a book. Rose is cooking. Katie is playing chess. And Mary is doing the laundry. What is the fifth sister doing? Number two, what goes through cities and fields but never moves? What goes through cities and fields but never moves?
I don't know that first one there with the sisters.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
Yeah. And that doesn't involve the Lennon sisters or the Andrews sisters. Okay. They were all doing the same thing.
They were singing,
or they sang some places they were singing.
Singing.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Alabama. Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We love Larry. Enthusiasm.
Yes, we do.
Larry, we're happy to have you here. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Well, I think I'm going to have to answer the easy one, seeing how I'm not real bright. I'm going to do the first Super Bowl question.
All right, Larry, here's the question. What number Super Bowl is this?
54
is correct. There's been 53 Super Bowls. This is Super Bowl number 54.
How'd you know that, Larry?
I went out and looked in the newspaper.
Okay. Hey, listen, we encourage
a lot of real hard research.
Yeah, we encourage research. We sure do. And that's the old-fashioned way, when you go to the newspaper to research.
All right, Larry, here's the T-shirt is on the line for you if you can answer this question related to the one you just answered. You ready?
Oh, me.
What is the Roman numeral for this Super Bowl? Roman numerals.
The Roman numeral?
Yeah.
LIV.
Is that right?
That is right. Hey. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
That is right. And I had that as a question, so thanks a lot, Tim. But that's excellent.
Hey, Larry, you just won yourself a Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt.
Thank you so much.
How do you feel?
I love it. Okay. I love you guys. I love your show. Everything about it.
Hey, well, Larry, we appreciate it. Where do you listen in Alabama, by the way?
I'm in Sheffield, Alabama.
Yes.
Which is next door to Muscle Shoals, Tuscumbia.
And Florence.
That area. Florence. Mm-hmm. Extreme northwest corner. Not real far from you guys.
No, you're about an hour and a half. I come to your area a lot. Larry, thank you, my friend.
Hey,
hold on.
Stay on the line, Larry.
Hold on, Larry. We're going to get your address. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
on the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman here from American Family Association and American Family Radio, where I serve as president. Hey, one of the special places we go on our spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. is Arlington National Cemetery. Everyone on our tour gets so excited about that day when we visit the cemetery because of the patriotism that we all have and the love for our country and the appreciation for the men and women who've given their lives for our nation, for our freedoms, for our liberty, for our way of life. We're going to be visiting Arlington National Cemetery on the Friday of our spiritual heritage tours in Washington, D.C. in June and September, and we'll be seeing and experiencing the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If you want the information on these tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My name is Dr. Andrew Fabich, and I teach microbiology here at Drew McConnell University. And so instead of trying to teach biology from this perspective that gives you this goo-to-you version of evolution, you get this perspective of this is who God is, this is who God has revealed himself to be, and he's revealed himself in nature, which is terribly exciting to study.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. So let me start out by saying Fox Sports has every right to decide what kind of commercials they want to broadcast on their network, and that includes during the Super Bowl. This year, television viewers are going to be treated to a Super Bowl first, a pair of drag queens dishing about hummus. But what they will not see is a commercial about people who have survived abortions. Fox Sports turned down the ad submitted by Faces of Choice. More than 30,000 people have signed a petition urging Fox to reconsider the ban. I'm confused by the network's business and marketing strategy here. Does Fox Sports really believe the vast majority of their audience is pro-abortion and hangs out in drag clubs? And what kind of a message are they sending to pro-life football fans? Again, this is a decision only Fox Sports can make. But embracing the far left and shunning culture war conservatives is not exactly a good business model. Just ask ESPN. I'm Todd Starnes.
One of the classic TV shows that have helped to dumb down America. No, actually, it was corny, but that was pretty funny, that show, Green Acres.
Play on that contrast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, JJ, when he isn't doing his old man, old codger man routine, he slips into.
Mr. Haney.
He can slip into Mr. Haney.
Yeah.
I've seen him doing that out ordering. Food at a restaurant. You got to see these 25-year-old waitresses.
Who have no idea what he's doing.
Look at him.
Excuse me, Mr. Douglas. The real JJ is going to disappear someday. And he's just going to be replaced by this string of alternate personalities that he's developed over the years. He's not going to be able to find the real JJ in there.
All right, do we need to go back to...
Yeah, we need to go back to Larry because he actually had a question for us. We almost ditched him accidentally. That does happen on occasion.
Well, we didn't ditch him. We gave him a free T-shirt.
That's true.
I ain't ditching.
That's right. Larry, what are you complaining about? We gave you a free T-shirt. Go ahead.
I'm going to enjoy it too, thanks.
Oh, you are welcome. Well, you earned it. You answered the question, right. And that was not an easy question.
Oh.
people don't use many Roman numerals, so you did a great job.
At my age, we studied that in school at my age.
Yeah, that's right. You actually studied it in Rome, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, not in Rome.
You're not that old, are you? All right, Larry, what's your question for us?
Okay. Which of the following U.S. states extends the farthest east? A, Indiana. B, Mississippi. C, Kentucky.
All right, hold on just a second. All right, Larry, hold on.
Okay.
Pardon me. I got mid popcorn right there. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, now.
You're just smacking away there.
I apologize. I didn't expect to be answering.
It is good. The popcorn's good, and you keep eating and you forget. Well, it's good grief. I'm on the air.
Again, I put that bacon, that new bacon.
Ooh, bacon powder?
Bacon powder seasoning.
Ooh. Yes. Yes, and I'm just. I'm just having so much.
He's crying, folks.
Yes, it's so sweet.
Bacon is
emotional. All right, so he's asking what's the most furthest east.
No, he's saying out of the ones he named, which one is furthest east? Mm. Go ahead and name those again.
He said, yes, Indiana, Kentucky, or Mississippi.
Okay.
What he said. Right, Larry?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's not going to be Mississippi.
All right, let us talk for a moment.
Say yes or no, Larry. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
It's not going to be Indiana.
All right.
Kentucky extends, you know, because it's long way, so to speak.
Yeah.
It extends over. In fact, I think Ohio. Well, no, I know. You're from Kentucky. Yeah. Ohio borders Kentucky, right? Many places.
I tend to think Kentucky, but then it feels like one of those trap questions that there's something sneaky because it feels like a logical, like, is there a province of Indiana?
A trick question?
It feels like a little bit of a trick.
All right, Larry, I'm going to speak for the group and say Kentucky.
You got it.
Okay. Kentucky. No traps here.
Yes. Indiana. Now, Indiana is in the, is Indiana, the whole state of Indiana, in the eastern time zone or central? It's eastern, or is it split?
Kentucky's split.
I think Indiana's split, too.
Indiana's split and so Kentucky's split? Okay.
All I know is that Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there.
Was that a song?
Yeah, you don't remember that? Indiana wants me. But I can't go back there. You don't remember that?
No, I'm sorry. I'm too young.
That's a 70s song.
I'm too young to remember that.
It's the second chorus.
Thank you, Larry. God bless
song.
You, brother.
Yes. All right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Did you just make that song up?
No, there's a song. There's a song. Indiana wants me, and I can't go back there. Our listeners are yelling it out.
Is that a country song or
no? It's a pop.
Is that a Beatles?
I think
hit.
It's like a pop song. Huh? You're a 70s guy.
I am
60s and 70s.
60s, especially 70s. I know every song from the 70s.
Look up Indiana Wants Me, and I'm sure it'll pop up. While you're doing that,
continue on.
I'm going to continue on. We're going to go to Oklahoma. And Noble, our Noble friend from Oklahoma, is on the line. He's probably never heard that before in his life. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, I've totally never heard that line before.
Here to make Tim and
complete
I feel a little better.
Originality for you.
Yes, that's right.
Actually, there was a song, as Ed says, from the 19th.
We just pulled it up. It's true.
It's from 1970.
Dean Taylor.
Dean Taylor made it famous. Indiana wants me.
Yeah, I can't go back there.
Why not? Was he like a criminal?
I don't remember, but I think that was it. I think it was he was on the run or something.
No.
I don't know. But anyway, Noble.
Or was Indiana a girl?
I know. I think it was the state.
Oh.
But that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Somebody mentioned Indiana, and I just slipped into that. That just popped out from somewhere way, way, way back in the dark recesses of my mind. So, all right, Noble, welcome to the program. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, first, I'd like to say that I'm very excited that I'm here. And second, I would like to do both.
Okay, good. Well, which question do you want to take a shot at?
I think I want to take a shot at the the Princess Bride one.
Oh.
The Christmas song is going to get stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever spent Christmas on Christmas Island, Noble?
No, I have not, but that sounds very fun.
It's true. Okay, well, Noble, the question is from The Princess Bride. What was the name of Inigo Montoya's father?
Isn't it Domingo Montoya?
That is correct.
What? Wow. I am impressed. I really am.
Did you look that up or did you know that offhand?
I know the movie. I love that movie so much.
Okay, can you tell me where it is in the movie? Because I wasn't sure if it was only in the book or if it was referenced in the movie.
You know, I don't remember.
Okay.
I'll say this to Noble and in The Princess Bride. Mm-hmm. There is a segment of society that loves that movie.
It's a big segment, too.
I've seen it, and to me, it's okay.
It's considered a classic.
But people, it's like a cult classic.
It is.
It's like people are devoted to it, you know, and it's just like.
Who's the primary actor on that thing?
Oh, what is his name?
What's the British actor, the blonde-haired guy that, what's his?
Hugh Grant?
No.
The Pirate King guy?
No,
Wesley's character.
No. Yeah, see, I don't even know the character. He's played in a bunch of stuff. I can't remember his name. Anyway.
IMDb.
Burt Reynolds?
Have you ever seen Princess Bride?
Let's see.
The big giant and was it Andre
is that the
giant?
Is that the one with Anne Hathaway?
Mm-mm. No.
Isn't that her name?
There is an actress.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie Ewells.
Ewells.
Yeah, or whatever. Ewells or whatever.
ELWES.
And what's that?
Noble, what's the guy's name? Noble, the
Billy,
lead.
What's
I have absolutely no idea. Yeah. I am not good at actors. All I know
is
that Pirate King guy, the blonde hair. All I know is that he's also in Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yes, that's right.
And that is an amazing movie.
Okay, so we now know where Noble's taste runs. In terms of movies. No, that's another one, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. That's like one of those things that people go, oh, I love that movie. I watch it 4 times a year kind of thing. So, all right, Noble, what's your question for us?
All right, I've been trying to get on the show for quite some time for the past few weeks, and I finally get to ask this riddle. Okay, to some people this is common knowledge. To others, you might have to think about it. How many seconds are there in a year?
Ooh.
How many seconds are there in a year?
Well, I don't even want to do the math. I'm going to be honest.
I'm the same way. So this is kind of off the top of the head, or can I?
Yeah, Ed. That's the one you answer just right off the top of your head. Just give it a shot. Maybe you'll be in the ballpark.
You know what? I'm not even sure how to do this on my calculator.
How many seconds are there in a year? All right.
You better tell us.
Yeah, because I think you got us, Noble.
The motivation's just not there right now.
So you guys would like to know?
Yeah, we would like
to
know.
Yeah, you stumped us.
12. January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd.
You are not right in the head,
that's
brother.
That's a riddle. That is a riddle. That's classic riddle trickery right there. Noble pulled it out.
Be more than that because there'd be the second week and the second month. And
no, he's right. You know, I've actually, this is so bad, I've actually heard that before and just didn't.
Yeah.
I fell for it. I fall for it every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me see. There's 60 seconds in a minute. That's what I always do. And I'll sit there with pencil and scratch paper and then get the calculator out. And then someone goes, no, there's January 2nd, February 2nd. I fall for it every time. So
thanks, Noble.
So congratulations, Noble. You've done what everyone else always does. They fool me on that. But hey, some great movie trivia there for you. Excellent job. Mm-hmm. And thank you for persevering and getting on the program. All right. You have a great weekend.
Have a good one, brother. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We need to repeat our questions and riddles that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right. I have two questions from my original lot that have not been answered, and I will add one. It will not be a Super Bowl question. First two are, two teams have appeared in 4 Super Bowls without a win. What are they? Now, come on, folks. I know there's some football fans out there. These are easy questions for NFL fans. Second question, what two teams are tied for most losses in the Super Bowl? And the teams are not the same on those two questions. Hmm. And I'm going to add a question, a true-false. The microwave was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube and a chocolate bar melted in his pocket. Is that true or false? Those are my three questions.
Very good. All right. I have a few as well. What percentage of the population is left-handed? The Bible mentions left-handed people on three occasions, if you can list them. And since Noble got our Princess Bride question, I'll add another. What are the first five books of the Bible known as?
Ah, good one. Good, good, good.
By the way, I said Anne Hathaway. I was guessing she was an actress in
Princess Bride.
But she was wasn't even born yet.
Well, she was in Princess Bride 2.
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diaries.
No, Princess Diaries. Princess Bride 2.
There's a
sequel?
How dare they?
That is wrong.
No. Okay. I apologize.
Princess Diaries 2.
Okay, you're right, Ed. And
okay, all right.
What's your name?
Kendra. You just call me Kendra.
I mean, you're changing your name all up on me, and I'm confused here. The Princess Diaries.
Yes. She's in both of them.
That's right. Okay. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What do you got over there, Ed? Left.
Oh, the question's already done, mine. Was it
my turn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you've already done yours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's my riddle. Here are my two riddles. All five sisters are busy. Anne is reading a book. Rose is cooking. Katie is playing chess. And Mary is doing the laundry. What is the fifth sister doing?
Hmm. Actually, she's watching Princess Bride.
Or Princess Diaries.
Yeah. Okay. You know, that's a good riddle because mm-hmm. I have no idea about this.
All right, number two. What goes through cities and fields but never moves?
Hmm.
Huh. That one I think I know.
Makes you go, huh. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Is on the air. And if you want your degree, you better sit up and pay attention.
That's right. You should have sharpened your pencils before class started.
Right. No
remember cheap. That? Remember that?
Right. And if you have any candy or gum and you'd like to share it with the rest of the class.
That's right.
I could use an apple right now.
Now's the time.
Willie.
You could use an apple.
Yeah, you bring the teacher an apple, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were being all healthy on
well,
us.
Well, one apple a day keeps the doctor away, too.
That is not true.
Then you wouldn't have to go to Christmas Island. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm following you. All right, we're going back to the phones. Mississippi, Nikki is on the line. Nikki, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are y'all? Good.
Doing great, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. Where are you calling from?
Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Okay, wonderful.
Right down the street?
Yes, that about an hour and a half.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nick.
About 90 miles.
Yeah, Nikki, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'm going to try and tackle Tim's riddle.
Oh.
The one about the sisters.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you.
Because I want to hear this.
Let me ask it again, and then for people just tuning in, Nikki, and then you can give it a shot. All five sisters are busy. Anne is reading a book. Rose is cooking. Katie is playing chess. And Mary is doing the laundry. What is the fifth sister doing, Nikki?
Hopefully the sisters are playing chess together. I think she's playing chess together.
There you go, Nikki. Yeah. I would high five you, Nikki, right now if I could. That was great. You're right. The fifth sister.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're welcome.
I'm talking about Nikki.
You didn't want to repeat it the first time because it took me about the third time you repeated it before I got it.
Right. Some riddles, if you keep repeating them over and over, you're kind of like, don't you get it? So you want to make people pay attention. So you're right, Nikki, that fifth sister. And the reason that riddle works is you sneak that Katie is playing chess in the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the third thing.
Oh, okay.
So people aren't left with that. Oh, yeah. There must be another person playing chess with her.
Nikki, you should have, you may be a lawyer or a private investigator or something because that's good. You have a very logical mind.
I'm an old trashy truck driver. I got a little bit of smart.
Yeah, just did truck driving. Did them proud.
Yeah.
All right, what's your question? Do you have one for us, Nikki?
Okay. It has to do with truck driving.
Okay.
Mm. About a month or two ago, y'all were speaking of how rare blonde hair is and how rare green eyes are. I am not only blonde haired and green eyed, but I'm also a female truck driver.
Hmm.
I started driving in 2002. In 2002, 6% of the truck driving force of America was women. It is now 2020. I want to know if y'all know the percentage of female truck drivers now.
So it was 6% in 2012.
Now. 2002.
In 2002.
Okay, so, okay, that's fine, but I'm going to throw another question at you. What percentage of female truck drivers in 2020 play chess while they're driving? So you think about that.
Hopefully none.
You think about that.
Hopefully none.
Exactly.
Won't be for long.
Okay, so from 6%. So
I think
you guys
it's risen.
Think it's gone up or down?
I think it's risen.
I would think it's probably gone up.
So progressive.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here for a second, Nikki. I'm going to say it's doubled.
Yeah, 12. That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'm going to say it's doubled. Tim, what do you think?
I got to tell you, Nikki, as an aside here, I've not heard of blonde hair and green eyes combo.
Is that what?
You've never seen somebody with
Yeah, y'all had a discussion about a month and a half or two ago about how rare it was when y'all were speaking about people's backgrounds.
Usually blonde hair have blue eyes.
I have blonde hair and green eyes. My mother was Irish and my daddy was
She does
well, there
exist.
You go.
Huh? She doesn't.
Anyway, let's stay on.
I'm a rarity.
Yes. I'm going to say 9%.
Okay, so we have guesses of 12% and 9%. Nikki, are we close?
I'm gonna give Kendra and Ed a high five.
Hey!
What did y'all say?
It's doubled. It's between 11 and 12% at this point.
And to what do you...
I know you probably don't pay attention, but there's a whole lot more women truck drivers now. Because can do it.
To what do you attribute that? Just more women going into that field because
we have no idea. Uh-huh. I guess because the demand is so high for truck drivers right now.
Nikki, my husband and I were just having a conversation about how if either one of us was a truck driver, we would get audio recordings of some foreign language like Russian and be like just utilize that time to become an expert in something really random.
No, you wouldn't.
Right?
No, just you wouldn't.
I said that and I ended up, I'm not on the road anymore. I'm local now.
Oh, okay.
But I drove the road for a number of years and I got hooked on Audible. I used to listen to a lot of books. I always wanted to do the language thing, but I could never convince my husband to do it.
Oh, you co-truck drive with your husband?
Yeah, we used to team trucking.
That's awesome.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much, and great insight there on the riddle.
Yeah, my riddle.
I'm impressed with that.
Have a great weekend. You didn't know, Nikki, what the answer was.
No, I was still trying to figure out how many seconds in a year, so I would never have gotten there.
Tim, your riddles are on fire. You had all three.
Yeah.
Of your original questions have been taken, haven't they?
You know, my riddles. I try to make them not too hard, not too easy. So they were,
they were all
answered. I've got some more here. Anyway,
all
should
right.
Should I go? Let me give the one that hasn't been answered yet, and then I'll give some more later. What goes through kernels?
You're gonna have to lay off the popcorn.
You're right.
It's Friday. It's a popcorn kind of day.
It's unprofessional. I'm trying to eat popcorn and conduct a live radio show at the same time.
At least you're not eating like a peanut butter sandwich or something.
Duly noted, Ed. I would never do that to you.
Well,
you can end up saying something wrong.
Oh, yes, you can.
All right, what goes through cities and fields but never moves? What goes through cities and fields but never moves? What's the answer?
Good All right, back. Question.
All right, let's go to Arkansas, and Larry is on the line. Larry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
How you doing, Larry?
Hello.
We're here, brother.
All right, how you doing?
Hey, is your name Lawrence?
Larry. No, Larry.
Okay. Larry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we sure can, Larry. We sure can. You're on the air with us.
Buffalo Bills.
All right, wait a second. Which question? I got to repeat the question. Which question are you trying to answer?
The four Super Bowls that they didn't win.
Okay, well, here's the question. Two teams have appeared in four Super Bowls without a win. What are they, Larry?
Oh, I just got the Buffalo Bills. I don't know who the other one is.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. You have made it easier for the next person because the Buffalo Bills are one of the two teams that have appeared in four Super Bowls without a win. Tragically, because that was a wonderful team they had, but You have made it. You've made it easier for the next person. So there's only one team left.
Well,
good job.
Well, that's the Christian thing to do.
Yes, yes, that's right. Well, what's your question for us, Larry?
Well, I got a question for you. Do you know that the word heretofore, is it true or false that that is actually in the Bible?
That is true.
That is true.
That is true.
It is true.
Somebody asked us that not too long ago, asked us where that was in the Bible.
That'd be a good trivia question right there.
Well, they asked it. I didn't know the end. I don't think any of us knew.
Do you know where it is?
I can't remember now.
I'm not sure what four books, but it is in four books in the Bible. I'm not exactly which four.
Here to four.
Sure which four, it is in four books.
Okay. So we all have our causes in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our reasons to get up in the morning.
Right. Some people save endangered species, you know.
Right.
What do you do?
Reach
cause.
The world.
Yes.
With the gospel or
world peace.
Clean
water.
Mine is keeping, and don't laugh at this because, I mean, and don't judge me. It's keeping the word heretofore alive.
I mean, that's important.
Especially since it's in the Bible.
Well, it's in the Bible, Kendra.
It's in Exodus.
That's what burns in my heart.
Multiple times in Exodus.
In Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Larry, see there? It's in Exodus. You got it right.
Moses.
That's awesome.
I am neither eloquent.
I knew I'd read it.
Mm-hmm. So.
In four books. I'm not sure which ones.
So there you go. Heretofore.
How do you spell it,
Larry? How do you spell heretofore, Larry?
Here, H-E-R-E-4, A-F-F-O-R.
No. You got it. You missed the two right there, brother.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't do well in spelling, did you, Larry?
And it's one of those fancy fours.
Not exactly. I am from Arkansas.
Okay, but you can count. Just take off your shoes.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Tim. That was so easy. It was just sitting there.
Yeah, and last week you were complaining when people make fun of Mississippi.
I know.
And here you are dogging on
Arkansas. We got to have somebody to make fun of. So. All right, Larry.
All right, Larry. Have a blessed weekend, brother. And thank you for your patience.
That is funny. Take off your shoes to count, says the man from Mississippi.
Right.
All right. So we're used to being the butt of those jokes.
I know.
Last week, some fella from North Carolina told us to go brush our tooth.
Yes. And people.
He did.
And
Kendra.
That was hurtful.
People dragged that on the whole show.
Oh, no.
They did. They're
calling in. And
so you're from Mississippi. When are you going to brush your tooth? So, you know, as if we don't have feelings.
Right.
You know, just.
Yeah, we do have feelings, Tim.
No, we have feelings.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Just because we have not heretofore shown those feelings.
Right. We hide them, but but it hurts.
It hurts.
You know, you start making fun of us. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I tell you what, we don't really have time for another call until the break.
So we'll do our questions again, maybe? I think
we do our questions now. Then when we come back from the break in 5 minutes after the news, we don't have to repeat them.
Right.
Good call.
We'll go right back to the calls.
Yes, sir. Right back. I like the way you did your hands.
I did.
There.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get to the chase.
All right, so here are my three questions.
Like my three sons, except their questions.
That's right. My three sons, my three questions. Two teams have appeared in four Super Bowls without a win. What are they? And Larry just called in and did get one of the teams right, Buffalo Bills. So really, what's the other question? The other team, rather. Second question, what two teams are tied for the most losses in the Super Bowl?
Mm.
There are two teams who have, I will just tell you, they have five losses each, and they're different from the other two teams in that question. And then third question is a true false. The microwave was invented after a researcher walked by a radar tube and a chocolate bar melted in his pocket. Is that true or false?
Good questions. Also, what percent of the population is left-handed? The Bible mentions left-handed people on three occasions. List them. And what are the first five books of the Bible commonly known as?
Good. Tim?
What goes through cities and fields, but yet never moves?
Hmm.
What is the answer to that riddle? And I've got a new riddle, but I'll wait till we get back. Okay.
Okay. All right. So 5 minutes, and we'll be back after the news. Right.
Right.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.